Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research anything. I'm here with my mom. Say hi, Mom.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm here.
She's there, y'all. That's how she's doing.
I'm here.
Oh, man. I'm tired of being in quarantine.
Have you done a puzzle yet?
No, I haven't, because I'm the type of person that once I start it, that's all I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, I hardcore focus on that puzzle. It distracts me, and I am trying so hard to dive into my work during this.
Ah.
And I don't want to, like, distract myself. I'm trying to, like, I have two videos filmed, and it's Sunday, and I'm trying to get, like, a month's worth of videos done in, like, a week so that I don't have to, like, stress if something happens or... You know, or when this is all over and I get to go on a vacation, I'll have things just pre-recorded.
There you go.
Yeah. First off, I know you're going to start with the holidays, but I want to say May the 4th be with you. It is Star Wars Day.
It is Star Wars Day.
I don't know why we're doing this with our hands. This has nothing to do with Star Wars. I've seen about half the Star Wars movies, I want to say. I've been to a Star Wars convention. That was
life-changing. I saw the original one back in the 70s.
Okay. I've seen it. I've seen that too.
That was huge.
Yeah.
That was huge to us.
I love that they didn't think it was going to be a big deal when they made it.
Yeah.
Like, that's insane. All right, Mom, what are the other holidays of today?
National Orange Juice Day.
I love oranges and orange juice, but I'm so sad because the last four oranges I've bought Navel and Cara, dry as a bone.
Why don't you get Gwinny oranges?
Because you're in Santa Barbara.
Well, they're free.
That is true. Oranges are weirdly expensive. It's like 99 cents a pound or something, but like they're heavy.
Yeah.
So anyway, you know that you just... You open an orange and you're like, this is going to be so juicy and delicious.
You
and
you bite into
it. It's like grainy and stringy. And
ooh.
Like,
that's where I go with pixie tangerines.
But that's only for like 1 month a year.
I know. It's also National Bird Day.
Tweet, tweet.
Twerker, twerker. You're so about it. No, it's National Bird Day. Do you know how many birds I watch every day? They're so cute.
My mom's obsessed with birds. Congratulations.
It's also National Weather Observers Day, so you can be observing the weather as you're watching your birds eating an orange.
Juice.
But then also, it's Melanoma Monday, so while you're out there, put on sunscreen and check yourself.
Before you wreck your skin.
Before you wreck your face.
I would also like to say Mother's Day is next weekend, so don't forget that. That you have a week to get your Mother's Day business in order.
If you go to school, there's no school doing Mother's Day gifts.
Yeah, so
for those little kids,
you got a week to figure it out. If you don't live with your mom, You got to figure out how to do something virtually.
You know what? Write her a little I love you, mom card.
It's not big enough for me. You have taught me the love language of gift giving. We both hate receiving gifts, but we show love by giving gifts. And it doesn't make any sense.
Your notes that you write me are on my fridge.
I know. Everything I write you is on your fridge. It's like a report card or something. A plus work, daughter. But you are awkward receiving gifts, right? Like you'd feel weird receiving
them. It's like I feel unworthy.
Yeah. But it's so weird because we
love giving them.
Yes, that is your love language. If you didn't know, and you get so that's why you get so offended when we go, "Mom, it's okay. We don't need it." You feel like we've just told you we don't want your love. There's been many a time when you're like, "You're coming home. What kind of drink do you want? I'll stock the fridge." And I'm like, "Mom, no. I'm gonna be there for 3 hours.
But you'll be thirsty. No, you'll need to eat."
Like, no, calm down. And you take it as I'm saying, I don't want your love. And you're like, I must give it to you.
Oh, well.
It's also anti-bullying day, so don't be a bully.
Don't be a bully.
I was about to sing, I'm a come back like a boomerang. Does JoJo sing about bullies in Boomerang?
I do not know.
I just assume it.
It's also National Renewal Day, not like renew your car license or something. It's renewal, like start fresh.
Oh.
Start up a hobby that you forgot to finish.
You already have given up on your New Year's resolution. Let's try it again.
Renew your faith. Renew your outlook in life. Renew friendships that you had that aren't toxic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some friendships ended because they weren't the best.
And that's okay. Don't renew those.
Yeah. It's okay. Also Great Lakes Awareness Day.
The Great Lakes. Can you name them? Erie.
Mississippi.
Michigan? No. Erie. Oh. Michigan. Wait, there's five. I don't live up there. Heron.
Where are all these located?
Up in Northeast.
Is this all America?
Yes.
I don't know. Why do I, Ontario?
Why
do I need to know the knowledge of the Great Lakes?
I don't know. Because you said it was the Great Lakes Day.
I know, but like people, when you don't know things like that, people are like, you don't know the Great Lakes. I'm like, why would I need to know the Great Lakes?
Well, because you learn them in geography in elementary school. You color them in blue.
Why?
I don't know. It was fun. I like geography. Clearly, I don't remember it, but.
I don't know. It's okay. It's also International Firefighters Day. Respect.
Yeah.
Mom, I can't believe you didn't read this one. It's International Respect for Chickens Day.
Okay, maybe I had the wrong day.
Did I have the wrong day? No, because I have Bird Day down as well.
Do you?
Yeah, we both did the holidays today. Oh, well. I have Bird Day down. So we look at separate websites, and I think that my website just kind of lets anything slide in.
Well, I'm bummed I didn't get the firefighter one, because I would have been, oh, yeah.
Well, you could say it now.
I did.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let's move on to news. We've been talking about holidays for way too long. To follow up on our last podcast, Kim Jong-un is not dead.
No, he's not.
Nope. He made a public appearance after 20 days of being not seen by his people or the press.
Maybe he was in quarantine.
Maybe. But we all kind of knew maybe this was a possibility. Matt warned us.
Yeah.
It was apparently a credible source that he had died, but it was not fully confirmed. So
that's how rumors start.
That is how rumors start.
There's a hair. Do you ever get that, Rachel? A hair,
Mom? Okay.
Find it anywhere?
Then long hair during mosquito season is the absolute worst, because every hair you think is a bug. And so you're just constantly smacking yourself. And then sometimes you're like, oh, that's just probably a hair. And then you have a bug bite. It's terrible to have long hair during bug season. I got bit on my butt like 5 days ago.
What were you doing with no pants on?
Nope. I had pants on. They were bicycle shorts. So they were really thin. And I was squatting in my backyard picking weeds.
Uh-oh.
And then I was like, my butt itches. And then I was like, ah, dang it. A huge red mosquito bump on my butt. It's finally starting to not itch and go away.
Simmer down.
But I've just been like scratching my booty the past week. All right. Because of social distancing, the Kids Choice Awards by Nickelodeon was virtual this year.
There you go.
Wow. And I didn't see a single thing online when it was happening. So I don't think anyone knew that it was virtual this year.
I didn't know.
I thought,
because I'm not up on it anyway.
I went on Twitter and it said, I was like looking at like news articles and stuff, and it said Kids Choice Award will be virtual this year. I was like, oh, cool. I want to see what they're doing. And I was like, oh, it already happened.
Whoops.
And I'm on the internet. I'm on the internet like 24/7. So I don't know what happened. But JoJo Siwa won Favorite Social Music Star. David Dobrik.
Yay.
David Dobrik won Favorite Male Social Star.
You played basketball with him.
Yes, I did at VidCon.
Yeah,
I love that. That's how my mom knows David Dobrik.
Yep.
One of the most famous vloggers on the planet.
But you did play basketball.
He's that boy that played basketball with you.
Yeah.
And then the Annie LeBlanc won favorite female social star. So those were the social media winners.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to them. I just decided to go over the social people who won, yeah, because this is supposed to be about the internet, even though half of what we talk about has nothing to do with the internet, such as the Great Lakes. On the internet.
Oh, I have to look them up, though.
You can look them up. Do you want me to? Go for it. I will announce this next thing as you look them up on your phone.
Okay.
Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber announced via the internet, this is how it's internet related, I'm just justifying everything, that they are releasing a song together on May 8th.
And who is? Bieber and who?
Ariana
Grande.
Yes.
I thought you said Selena Gomez, and I'm like, whoa, wait, what?
Would be the T. No, Scooter Braun represents both Ariana and Justin. That's why they'd ever do anything together, because they're both his biggest clients. So he's like, you guys got to do things so I can get more money. So they are doing a song together, and all of the proceeds, the net proceeds, will be going towards COVID-19 relief. I know Ari is very big on donating to the reliefs every week. She goes, these are the places I've been donating to, and gives you links in case you want to either contribute as well and also know that she is contributing. She does it. She's done it the way that I think is genius to do it. Because for so long, I'm like, when I donate, should I tell people I donated?
That's a weird thing. Yeah.
So she's doing once a week, here's the places I've donated to. She doesn't say how much.
Yeah.
And she just gives the link. And I'm like, okay, that's how you do it. Of course, she's a genius. She's always been a genius. And that's how you handle it. Okay. So now I know for my birthday, I go, I donated to this place. Here's a link if you would like to as well.
Yeah. That's good.
That's it. All right.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I missed one.
Great Lakes.
Lake
go
Superior.
Mom, that's the Superior Lake.
How? I will never forget again. Huron. I don't know how to spell it. H-U-R-O-N. Michigan, Ontario, and Erie. See? Got them.
Congratulations.
All but one.
All right.
Hey, I saw Little House on the Prairie was tweeting.
What?
Tweeted about. That's a great show to watch, Little House on the Prairie. Because
I never watched it. I didn't like it.
All kinds of stories that are still applicable to today.
Like turning butter, making bread, making your own clothes.
Oh, about friendships and loyalty and racism and all sorts of things. It was a good show.
Okay. I never watched it because the girls wore dresses and that just turned me off.
Okay, well, the one didn't. She would have been better off in pants, but little Laura.
Most women would be better off in pants.
Sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta put on your big boy pants. No, I don't like that saying. I scratched that. No.
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 Sometimes I got my big girl panties.
I got my big girl panties.
My best friend and I will say that. Now just put on your big girl panties and deal with it. That's what we say to each other.
Oh, it's so weird where I'll say a saying and I'm like, a normal saying I've said my whole life. And then I go, that's sexist.
We're all evolving and learning. And
like, oh, no wonder men are so fragile. We've said, what is happening? All right. Zayn and Gigi. Zayn from One Direction. His girlfriend, Gigi.
Okay. She's pregnant.
Yes. They announced that she is pregnant, expecting the babies together.
The baby girl?
I don't know.
Okay. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know these people.
Okay. So I found out via The Verge, there is a baby goat live stream where you can literally just watch, like, I think it's like 50 goats, baby goats. Just
is it explore.org?
No, it's a YouTube channel. It's like this family's YouTube channel, I think in Indiana, and it's called Goat Milk Stuff.
Goat? I have to write it down. Goat Milk
Stuff.
Stuff?
Yeah. Goat Milk Stuff. But it's three words.
Watching that tonight.
So basically, they just constantly have live streams up of wherever the goats are. Sometimes there's nothing happening. Sometimes the goats, like, they have it set up in one part of the barn, but the goats are on the other. And, but sometimes, like, sometimes you click on it and the goats are just screaming and it's just the loudest, craziest screaming you ever heard. I went on it because I was like, what is this? I wanted to see what it was. But it's a YouTube channel and they've got live streams going. They also have, like, the best of that week. They filmed little things of it. Just a bunch of baby goats. They're in, like, it's adorable.
So, I want a baby goat.
No, Mom. They are destructive.
I know. I'd have to have a huge piece of land.
I was on the ticket for the talks, as I normally am, and someone was like, we rented goats to eat all of the grass and weeds on this hill. They ate through the gate. And now
oh no!
These people that don't have herding dogs, don't own goats normally, are just trying to, they have a lab that's trying its hardest to corral these goats back into the land. I thought it was hilarious. Goats are troublemakers, but
you can also look during this time of quarantine. Explore.org, not sponsored.
We haven't talked about explore.org in quite a while.
Well, I thought you were getting a little on the bored side of it.
Mom, I could never get bored of your chickens.
Okay, right now, there are eagles and they're starting to get their real little wings, feathers.
Okay.
And there is an osprey bird nest, but some geese took it over. So they have eggs in there. And it's on this huge, huge platform. And like after a day after they're born, they have to hop down and they fall these great distances to follow their mommies to the water. So I am very curious to see when these gooses are going to... Geeses?
Bird birth? Bird birth is like... intense. No, turtles and birds I think have the most intense.
Turtles, man, they gotta trek all the way to the ocean.
They're hatched in a war zone and it's like 1 in 1,000 make it,
but this year more making it because of the quarantine. People aren't on those beaches.
But the birds are still out.
The birds are
their enemy.
That's true.
I mean, the humans are all species enemies, even our own species.
True.
That's an enemy.
What else is there? Oh, a condor had a little baby condor. And there's also a sheep cam and a cow cam. And there's underwater.
You're really into birds.
I love birds.
Why do you love birds? Do you just want to sprout wings and fly, fly far away?
Oh, I would love to fly.
Yeah. Except airplanes stress me out.
Well, if I was piloting in it, it wouldn't be so bad.
Really? You trust yourself that much?
In control. And if we're crashing, it wouldn't be like, oh, are we crashing? Are we going down? This is very turbulent.
You know
oh, no.
Exactly
what is this?
Happening.
It's like, oh, okay, we're going down. All right.
I think the fear of flying is I don't know what's happening.
Exactly.
Was that movement normal or not?
Yeah.
Are we supposed to be turning this much? How much longer?
Yep.
I guess that's it.
Yeah.
Anyway, goat YouTube channel. Sorry, I burped. Don't worry. We don't have a sponsor today. We do next week, but not today.
Woo!
TikTok, just the app in general, reached 2 billion downloads.
Whoa.
That's a lot of people. Guys, it is here to stay.
Did you see Christopher's?
You're going to have to elaborate. I've seen a lot of Christopher on TikTok.
Well, he takes his head off and then he dances to it. And he takes an arm off and he dances to it.
I have a funny story about this.
And he did his boys and it was funny.
Christopher has a thing. Jessica Klein and I talk about it all the time. Christopher takes something simple and has to complicate it times 1,000. Such as a simple, hey, we should get breakfast. And he goes, or like, hey, we should have breakfast. In his mind, that means let's go to the farmer's market, pick up all new fresh produce, come home.
Because he's awesome.
He's an extremely creative person.
Yes, he is.
And that's what happens. Colleen and Christopher are so creative. And that's why everything they do is like ridiculous. So...
you and I are like, breakfast, there's some cereal and milk in there.
Yeah. We're like, let's
knock
get it
yourself
done.
Out.
Let's as simple as possible. So Christopher's let's complicate everything. And we constantly just rag on him for it. But we also let him know that we think it's hilarious and he's very creative and we respect that. But so there's this thing going around TikTok where people's face will like start floating in and on the beat, it lands on their face and it continues and it like it's looks awesome. Like it's part of the video. So this has been going around TikTok. Jessica shows this to Christopher thinking, oh, it's just some filter.
Christopher made it up.
No, okay. He didn't make it up. I love you. You're so cute. But Jessica shows it to Christopher and says, oh, you should do this. It's probably a filter or something. And Christopher looks at it, gets all excited, leaves. He's been upstairs for 2 hours. He comes back down. Jessica's like, what were you doing? He's like, I was rocking Luke to sleep. Want to see this TikTok I made? She was like, what? He went upstairs and edited this TikTok for 2 hours. He filmed it on his phone. He went to Adobe and edited it. And then it looked really cool. Mm-hmm. And then he posted a tutorial on how he did it. Being like, I went to Adobe. I did this and this. Yep. And the comments were all like, Christopher, you know it's an app you can download that does it for you.
But his was better.
And Jessica was like, of course. Of course you would find the most time-consuming, complicated way to do this when there's an app that just does it for you.
Well, you know, that's like sewing a dress. You can sew the dress or you can just go buy it at Target.
But then Parker and Jake wanted to do one because they thought it was cool because it is. Yeah. And Christopher did the exact same long-winded Adobe editing and he could have just downloaded the app.
That's okay.
I love him so much, but no harm, no foul. He's just being Christopher. Best. It's cute. Also talking about TikTok, they added a button or a little sticker that you can add to your videos where people click, they can donate to charities or COVID things. So there's that. Uber just announced that they plan to require drivers and passengers in the U.S. to wear face coverings while driving. Yeah. Are they
Shouldn't
not doing
they already?
That? Yeah. Is that not a thing?
Well, I also read that they have to be 6 feet apart. It's like, how do you be 6 feet apart in a little sedan? Like,
They should require a plastic divider.
Yeah.
And it needs to make that noise.
Yes.
And they wear face masks. Are people driving an Uber right now?
I don't know.
I thought like all the Uber drivers probably switched to Uber Eats or something.
Yes. I know an Uber Eatser.
I don't know. But I'm like, you just now announced this. You just now decided. Well, I think Uber's a terrible company. I've used Lyft for the past year.
Yeah.
But I'm like, this is really? Really? Talking about terribleness. You know who Elon Musk is?
The rich dude.
Yeah. He invented Tesla.
It sounds like a cologne. But
yes.
Yeah, the Tesla like... dude. Isn't he the guy who wanted to do submarines for the kids trapped in a cave underwater?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, same guy. Okay, got it.
So he used to be like chill, cool, whatever. And then he posted on Twitter, like, this lockdown must end. This is stupid. Like, we can go out into the world. Like, we shouldn't be in lockdown. Basically saying, this is a hoax. Like, we should return to normal.
Oh, no.
We should return to normal living. And Joan Grande, Ariana Grande's mom, quote tweeted it and was like, shamed him to the end of days. Just shamed him. And then said, now I have to get rid of all my Teslas. I love her. But then Elon Musk went on more of a tweet spree. And he said that the stock price, he tweeted, the stock prices for Tesla are way too high, LOL, causing the stock of Tesla to fall significantly. Like, he tweeted, we're, like, average, like, worth, what is it called? What is it? Quoted too high, or what, our stock prices are too high. Like, our company isn't valued correctly. It's basically what he said. So everyone was, that owns stock in Tesla just, their stock just dropped because the owner of Tesla is like, it's actually not worth that much. And everyone's like, what the crap? So the stock price has dropped. And then apparently he got into like a legal issue with people that like who are part owners in Tesla because he tweets like this and hurts the company. So apparently he's on this thing where he's not allowed to tweet unless a lawyer reads the tweet first. He's not doing that. And he openly admitted he's not doing that. And I'm like, what are you doing to yourself, man?
Oh, man.
And then this third party company, this last Tesla they came out with was supposed to last for 400 miles without a recharge. So 400 miles. This third party tested the Tesla and they're like, it only made it 397 miles. Okay. They're like, that's what we found. It lasted 397. And he was like, well, no, they left the door open all night. So clearly it drained the battery a little bit. And then they're like, no, we didn't. What are you talking about? No, we didn't. And so he's just stayed quiet.
He sounds like he's related to someone.
Right? Like, we all know the orange we're talking about. So I don't know what is going on with him. Because he used to be like chill and cool and liberal and just like, I guess always a little like off the wagon a little bit. Not, that's more of with the alcohol. Office rocker. The office rocker. That's the term I was thinking of. So he's always been a little office rocker, but this just seems very peculiar. Peculiar?
Peculiar? Peculiar? It's peculiar, Rachel. It's peculiar.
I don't know. Walmart just launched a 2-hour delivery service for groceries, electronics, and more.
We don't have a Walmart.
We've never had a Walmart. I grew up in a town that didn't have a Target and didn't have a Walmart. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. We had Kmart. So
we did have Kmart. We had Payless and then we had Kmart. Yeah.
And we had Sears.
Payless, we did.
Shoe store.
And Payless shoe store.
But no,
no, there was FedMart. It was called FedMart.
Oh, okay.
That was like, kind of in the olden days. That was like a Target.
Okay. No, we had
old.
If we wanted to go to Target, we had to drive 35 minutes. But anyway, yeah. Walmart just announced they're doing a 2-hour delivery service. This is old. People have been doing this, like Target and grocery stores.
Yeah.
I don't know why they think this is all like the sudden, like, ooh.
Well, maybe people hadn't heard of it before.
I guess. All right.
I don't know.
Apple Maps will now show you where COVID-19 testing sites are in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. So you just type in on Apple Maps COVID-19 test or coronavirus test, and it'll show you the locations around you. I think LA is about to have a drive-through one. But most of them, you have to have a referral from a doctor. Welcome to America.
I think there's one in Santa Barbara County, but up north, that you don't have to have a doctor's order.
Why haven't you gone?
Because I don't have the COVID.
I know, but I want you to get tested in case maybe you do have it. Then you know that you're asymptomatic.
This is true. But I'm waiting for it to come into the city of Santa Barbara because Santa Maria has more COVID people than we do.
And deaths. So you don't want to venture
so
out.
So I'm just kind of wait in the safety here.
All right. I feel it. Last main thing is Facebook is doing a virtual graduation for the graduating class of 2020.
Well,
so
good.
Oprah Winfrey will be giving a commencement speech. There's a bunch of celebrities and artists doing speeches as well. Miley Cyrus is performing. So basically you can just go online and there's like a little thing you can fill out if you're a teacher, if you're a parent, or if you are the graduating human. So you could have your name be a part of the graduation. The event is May 15th. And my friend Priscilla, who I'm on basketball team with, is part of the whole production of it. She works for Facebook. I don't know. Facebook Watch. Is that what it's called? The video side of Facebook. So she's helping put it on. She's an awesome human being. So it should be cute. I'm sure your name is either displayed or said at some point with a picture maybe. So I feel like so many places are just trying to help in any way possible.
Yeah.
This was one. Yeah. All right. Things you guys wanted me to talk about, but I don't have much to say on the matter. Tilly C says, talk about how the whole fandom has shaved their heads. So on Twitter,
they're bored
in the house, and they're in the house bored,
and hair grows back,
and this is the perfect time to shave your head to see how it looks. I am not going to encourage. Jessica was like, Rachel, stop encouraging people to shave their heads, because I was liking any tweet that was like, I'm gonna shave my head. So in the Twitter fandom, that's fans of my family, I think about 10 girls have shaved their heads. I want to say 10
I
girls.
Saw some of them, they were pretty cute.
They're all rocking it.
Yeah.
It's cute. But I was liking all the tweets of anyone saying, should I? Jessica's like, you're going to have so many moms mad at you. Stop it, Rachel. I was like, ah, but it's fun. I personally cannot shave my head. I have two giant moles behind both ears, like right upper, like very visible. So if I shave my head, my mom would see those, freak out, and make me go to the dermatologist. So I'm just not going to shave my head.
Okay. We are going to make an appointment for the dermatologist as soon as all this COVID stuff is done.
In college, I had someone that was studying to be a nurse look at them, and she said, okay, they look fine.
Sorry. That was 29,000 years ago.
How old do you think I am?
And, well, you're not 30 yet.
Oh.
Not yet.
That was...
That's on our... I'm going to write that down. To-do
list.
That was
10 years ago.
Check Rachel moles. Ear moles. I'm going to call them ear moles. There we go. Got it.
I've had them all my life. They haven't grown. And they just feel weird and look weird because you have the hair follicles coming out.
Oh,
so
that's
it's
true.
Like they're all like weird shaped because of it. But these girls are rocking it. So good for
them.
Yeah,
they are.
But that's all. We're going to skip the game today. It was going to be first word, but I don't feel like I need to stress you out that much right now. So we're just going to move on to the questions.
Okay.
Lindsay asked, what's your favorite part about being stuck at home, Mom?
Oh, I'm getting things done.
That's my thing. I'm getting things done.
I'm getting things done.
We're both things done.
We put up blinds so that it doesn't heat up the patio, so our house doesn't get as hot. It's still 83 degrees in here. But, and we put up clothesline. So we're not, and we're doing yard work stuff and we're getting things done.
That's good. That's good.
What about you?
That's my thing. Just been able to focus and get stuff done.
It's in your face. It's in your face.
Yep.
And I'm not a big TV watcher, so I got to be doing stuff.
I've just been having it on in the background.
And I'll like just turn TV on my Sonos music.
Yeah, I don't care that much. Colleen_MB21 says, did you send Gwen some new headphones for the podcast? They're in the mail. I ordered them, but it was like a 2-week shipping thing. So she should have them by next podcast. So she still has pain in her ears.
But I don't know if it's from the glasses or no, I think
they're not big enough. These ones I have are around the ear. Yours are on the ear.
Yeah.
Exactly. But it was so hard to find wired headphones. All of the headphones are wireless now.
Bluetooth.
And I'm like, no, I'm not going to add extra stress to my mother. She needs to just plug it in and go. Matt saw that I ordered them because we share all the accounts. He can see what I'm doing and I can see what he's doing. But he was like, why did you order more of those headphones? Was there like old school? And I was like, because I know they work.
He's like, they're for my old mom.
Yeah, I was like, they're for my mom. They're comfortable and they work. And he was like, no, but you could have gotten better ones. I was like,
oh, he's a sweetheart.
Correct. I could have gotten better ones, but I couldn't guarantee that they were better. And also, they're all wireless. He goes, yeah, but Bluetooth's easy. I was like, no, Bluetooth is not easy.
I couldn't even figure out the stinking microphone.
And that's plug in and go.
We both worked on it, Rach.
Yeah. So,
well, hopefully it won't be much longer and then we can do this in the same room.
Yeah. We moved one of the podcast chairs out into the living room. Matt was like, I want to see how a chair looks out here.
Well, that's good.
And then he was like, these aren't getting used. I spent like $1,000 a chair on those. So he's like, we're going to use these. I was like,
you should.
That's fine. Heather says, what's the longest you've slept in during quarantine? How's the latest?
8 a.m.
Yeah, I haven't slept in. I wake up at 6:30 now. I've actually been training myself to wake up earlier so that in the summer when it's like...
You get more done.
Yeah, because when it's 110 degrees here in the summer, the only time you can do anything is like at 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., or 6 a.m. to 9, because at 9 it's already at like 90 degrees. So I was like, I have to train myself to wake up at 6:30 so I can get the dogs walked in. Like I can exercise them a little bit in the morning, train them a little bit in the morning. They can get some sun because then they're inside the rest of the day. It's like when it rains. Like I got, you're just inside. You're not allowed to go outside. You're going to burn your little body. You're going to burn your nose. You're going to burn your feet. So I've been training myself to wake up. So that's, I haven't even,
there you go.
I'm asleep by midnight every day.
Remember when we used to sleep in till 10 or 11?
No. Oh man. I've slept until 1 p.m. before. Like,
yeah, those days are gone.
I used to love it. I always did feel like, oh, I wish I'd woken up earlier. I always felt like that. I always was like, I wish I could wake up a little earlier. And now if I sleep in at all, I feel like I've wasted
I feel time. Guilty.
Yeah, I feel guilty. And I do.
Yeah.
I have nothing to, why, who cares? But I feel like I need to wake up earlier and I don't know what it is. And like Matt says, I'm grumpy at night now. He's like, and past 9 p.m., I'm just grumpy.
You're done.
I'm done with everything for the day. I want to watch TV and fall asleep. All right. That's all I have.
That's it, huh?
That's it.
All right.
I mean, that was 40 minutes. That was an average podcast.
So just remember, we're watching goats.
We're watching goats.
And if goats aren't your thing, go to explore.org and they have a plethora of different things you can watch.
Not just birds.
Plethora and different things. Is that repetitive? Many.
Many different things.
No, I did it. Okay.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Also, Mother's Day is coming up.
Mother's Day is coming up.
In America.
In America.
The UK has a different Mother's Day, I believe. All right. I love you, Mom.
I love you too.
And we love you guys. You want to check
and
us out?
Stay safe. Stay safe. Home.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands.
You're saving someone else's life.
We tried to go to Lowe's to get stain for our fence. Half the people weren't wearing masks. I was like,
no!
I'm not going. Oh, take
it's me home. A law. You have to wear them.
Nope. They were Home Depot. They have a guard at the door.
Yes.
And there's a certain amount of people that are allowed in. Everyone has to wear a mask. It's very, very organized.
Yes.
And we were like, Lowe's has to be better. Like, and it was.
Come on, Lowe's. Step it up. Okay.
I love you. Take us out, Mom.
We'll see you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.